T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have 3 scoops a day on Light 100.5 WRCH.
And it is time for our local scoop, which is brought to us by Thomaston Savings Bank. And as has become the custom during the COVID-19 pandemic, it is a free therapy Thursday. We have an expert. You don't need to listen to us. You need to listen to the expert. Dr. Elaine Ducharme is our guest. Good morning, Lainey.
Good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing?
We are hanging in there. You know, I'm still in the studio. Alan and Mary are still in their home studios. And the big topic this week, as lots of parents have started getting letters from their school systems, is the return to school in the fall, sending the kids back to an actual school.
Oh, I know. You know, this is an enormous topic. I am discussing this with families all the time now because there's just so many issues to think about. You know, usually going back to school is like this really exciting time. Everybody's looking, you know, to buy new pencil cases and whatever, the backpacks. But this year, it's unlike any other time. It's really about safety. Mm-hmm. You know, what's our job as a parent? It's to keep our kids safe and healthy, right?
Absolutely.
So at this point, parents are really just very concerned. You know, I think we are really lucky in Connecticut at this point. I think we may be luckier than other states because our curve is going down and staying down, and we seem to be doing a better job of keeping it there right now than some other states. But I think I'm going to give some advice that I don't usually give. I'm usually telling people to turn off the news. In this case, I'm telling people I'd like people to pay attention to the local news.
Yeah.
You know, because I think everybody wants the kids back in school if we can do it safely.
It's the place for them. You know, they're going to be learning better. It's way better than me trying to teach my kids.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not even just about academic learning. Think about the other things kids get. The social supports. They also get, you know, mental health supports, speech and language supports. There's all healthy meals. A lot of kids rely on school to get their healthy meals. So I really do believe that teachers, our local authorities, are going to do everything to get kids back to school, but we really need to do it safely. And so we need to be paying attention to the statistics and really science.
And we don't want to show our kids that we're anxious about it because they can that can transfer to them. So
absolutely.
How do we keep ourselves calm and instill that and make sure that they know that they need to stay safe and be cognizant of that?
Well, it's really interesting because I'm having parents tell me that their kids are saying that they feel safe going back to school, that seems to be a place where they think they're going to be taken care of. Some of the parents are a little bit more anxious. But I think parents can get themselves into a better place by number one, paying attention to, as I said, to the news, the website, finding out what things that the school is actually going to do. And then ask their kids, like, what are their worries? Acknowledge their worries. You know, say, yeah, those are really, you know, definite worries. But think about all the things we've been doing to keep ourselves safe and calm throughout the summer. So, like going to the supermarket, we've all figured out, well, more or less, how to go to the supermarket and stay safe. You know, the numbers don't rise because we've been buying groceries. So if we explain to kids that there are things that we're already doing safely and that we are, you know, going to be following those kinds of things, they can expect those kinds of things. Number one, it will reinforce for us how to stay calm, and explaining it to our kids may be helpful. Letting them know that school is going to look different. The kids are going to be wearing masks for sure. Desks will be further apart. You know, they're going to probably have things like one-way hallways.
Yeah.
But the thing that you can say to your kids is that teachers are fabulous at setting up structure and routine. So I think that teachers are going to, you know, when they get back in the classroom, are going to be able to help kids figure out these routines with some humor, with some fun, whether it's, you know, standing in line far apart. I really trust that teachers are going to be very creative when we get them back and if everybody's feeling safe. But again, the safety piece is going to be based on facts and what we understand. I do think it's going to be important, Mike, for parents to take into consideration their own health risks.
Yeah.
So it's important for them to look at, what does my kid have any very special needs? Are they diabetic? Are there other kinds of considerations? As well as themselves. You know, if you're caring for an elderly person in your home and there's a lot of high risk, you may want to then talk to your own doctor, your health care provider, or certainly your child's health care provider if you have any concerns. Because I do think schools are probably going to be setting up some sort of system for people that are very high risk, some sort of alternatives. Mm-hmm. And those are the things that you want to learn about so that you can feel better, you know, when we do open the schools and send them back, which hopefully we will be able to do. We're running camps right now, and hopefully that's going to be a sort of a precursor as to how we do in managing kids in groups together.
All right. So we're going to take a deep breath, and we're going to keep our eyes on our local school system, watch the news, and be prepared and try to make it the easy transition that it can be for our kids.
Exactly.
Dr. Ducharme?
That was a great summary, Mike.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
People get in touch with you if they need you?
Yes, and they can get in touch with me by DrElaineDucharme.com.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mike. Take care. Bye-bye.